What's going on, man? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? Y'all get a close-up look. You know, this is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Live on a Friday, What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. Your boy is back in the building. We about to have another fire episode this week, man. Having a hell of a week. You feel me? We about to have a hell of an episode. Been posting some great content this week, man. And listen, man, if it is your first time watching, I need you to go ahead and hit the like button. If you are returning, I need you to go ahead and hit the like button. Shout out to the Playback Gang. If you Playback Gang, I need you to go ahead and hit the motherfucking like button. And guess what day of the week it is?
Happy Friday,
man. What day of the week is it?
Happy Friday.
It's Wednesday. Nah.
Happy Friday.
Blessed to make it to another weekend, man. Listen, like I said, we're going to have a fire show. And before we get this thing started, man, I just made a post about the Big Back Medical Field.
Big Back Activity.
Big Back Nurses, Big Back Doctors.
Big Back Activity.
Don't come in my comments defending them. Dude come in the comments talking about, well, you know, the food is expensive. This doesn't mean that they're unhealthy. You know what I say to that?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
With all that being said, man, let's get in these comments. We're going to get this episode started. What's up? By the way, that title is an oxymoron. If you don't see the title, you want a fit dude, but you don't want a gym bro. What the F? That's where we are now. The gym is toxic, bad, toxic, toxic masculinity, all that shit. We're going to talk about it today. He's back.
He's back!
Mark Carter, welcome to the show.
Happy Friday.
Andy and Dolly, welcome to the show. And Team Chuck, The Source, you've been on fire with the content. Appreciate that, brother.
Marco.
Big spider in the building. If you pander to women and do half rep pull ups, don't watch the podcast. Hey, listen. Hey, Spider Mo, we got you. Spider Mo, man, I'm going to tell the story when we get to the video. Spider Mo, just know I got you, bro. We're going to talk about it today. Spider Mo, dog. We don't play them games, bro. Fellas, yeah, come on, fellas. Roided bodybuilders make the worst trainers too. Let's not forget that. Listen.
Nope.
Whole another story for another day. Hey, Fit Fam, Boogie Down, Bronx in the building. What's up, Mona? And with all that being said, let's get this episode started.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Yes, sir. All right, man. What we got, bro? Oh, yeah. We got some new food. We got this guy talking about new food.
Big Back Activity.
Let's check out the guy talking about new food. And we're going to talk about why I chose this video. Let's check it out.
I'm trying to unbig my back and y'all creating something every day.
He trying to unbig his back. Hold
Big
up.
Back Activity.
Let's start it over. I had to do that.
I'm trying to unbig my back and y'all creating something every day. It's something every day. Rice Krispie ice cream, bruh.
I thought the food don't matter.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Then we got the this and then we got the that. Then we, hey man, slow it down. I'm on the diet. Oh, I'm trying.
You see the obsession with food?
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
You see the obsession with food, man.
I'm big my back and y'all creating something every day. It's something every day. Rice Krispie ice cream, bro. Then we got.
I mean, he mesmerized over the Rice Krispie ice cream.
Yes, and then we got the debt. Then we, hey, man, slow it down. I'm on the diet. Ah, dog.
Yeah, man, we're cooked.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We're cooked, man. No wonder we the biggest backest race.
Big back activity.
How you get so excited over food? I mean, you don't get excited over making real life accomplishments, but you getting excited over some food. He about to lose his damn mind. And y'all wonder why men got the lowest testosterone levels ever. Why all these men built with man boobs, all these men built with these big ass bellies.
Belly deli?
Homer Simpson bellies.
Belly deli?
They built like all their aunties. They built like all their grandmothers, all their mothers, and all their big sisters.
Belly deli?
And you wonder why there's so many oops.
No diddy, you know?
I can't say that before I get canceled. But the writing is on the wall, man. Fellas, y'all got to get fit, man. Lift some weights. The lack of testosterone. Hey, listen. Y'all making it too easy out here for dudes like me and Tune and Olajuwon. Y'all making it stand out, man. You know what I mean? I'm only one person, man. It's like, nah, let me stop, man. But nah, on some real shit, though, and in the black men in the black community, man, y'all really embarrassing us, man. You know, think about this. Here's some food for thought, man. It's to the point where you got a company like Peloton. They're making ads with fat black men, and you know what which way they go.
No diddy, you know?
They making, the company Peloton that sells fitness equipment is pandering and making the men in the commercial.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
That's the image we have now, man. Y'all got to get that shit together. And this goes along right with the title about women believing that gym dudes are toxic and they don't want a gym bro. This shit is corny. It's clown behavior. And guess what? I'm killing y'all and we only on the first video.
Dumb DeMarco.
Shit is crazy. My ninja. Oh, I got a new ninja sound for y'all too. I'm going to save it for the episode. You know what I mean? What's up, Sucking at Games? What's up, Mona from the Bronx? Oh, yeah. Mona is from the Bronx. If you're a big back comedian who goes shirtless and tries to ride horses for clout, don't watch the podcast. This is not the podcast for you if you want that type of time. He has no self-control. That's your ideal client. No, it's not. My clients is dogs. That ain't no dog. That's a puppy. He ain't a big dog.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Every day. What up, Steph? Mark Carter, we holding it down. The big back Reese of Chunk Funk. Yep, they from the Bronx. When I was trying to lose my Hennessy belly and dump these BBWs, the wharf kept having deals on crab legs. Hey, yo. He looked like he can slurp down a half gallon of Häagen-Dazs. So you're out of here. We're not 10 minutes in this. Can we wait till 10 minutes before we start?
Strike three, you're out.
Making them type of comments? Damn. Y'all crazy, man. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button. Best fitness podcast out. You dig what I'm saying? And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. And I heard something.
So she's back.
Did y'all heard that?
So she's back.
Y'all heard that?
So she's back.
G5 sitting on the runway. Big ass chopper. Call that Beyonce.
So she's back.
Hey, my boy, my dog.
So she's back.
What's good, my guy?
Hey, man, we tapped in. Best fitness podcast out there.
You hear me?
Tap in.
Come on, the one, the two, and the three. Come on, they're not fucking with us, man. I sent Tune a fitness podcast the other day. Tune said he fell asleep. I said, me too. That thing was so boring, man. It was Josh and Connor just talking about nothing.
Talk about nothing.
It's fucking boring, man. Shit.
No excitement.
No flavor.
No fun.
No bars. Just no fucking girl. Talking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. We gotta add some flavor to the fitness podcast, Tune.
So what you doing?
Head ass. Head ass. And you know what I say when I said it to him?
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Listen, man. And if you got them Born Fitness podcasts, stay over there. Don't come over here trying to criticize my shit. All right. Talking about do you need crayons to understand what I'm saying? You need crayons to understand what I'm saying. Shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Stay over there. Then 2 weeks later, going to talk about some. You know, I actually agree with this post. Nah, stay over there. I already cooked you, and I'm about to cook you again. The next post I see that's show worthy, you're going to be on the show every time. So watch what you post. All right. Anyway, my bad, bro.
You good, bro. I let these folks know this the only source. Not to mess with the source.
Come on, man. You know what it is, man. Toon be getting in the gym, lifting kettlebells and ish, looking intense. Absolutely. That's why we the source. What's up, Toon? Don't fall asleep on the podcast. Non-Don today. Grab a Celsius.
Let me live. I just got here. God damn.
All right, man. Since we talking about the men today, they say we never talk about men. We got another clip for the men, Toon.
Okay.
I don't think this one has sound. Let's see what men are doing nowadays in the black community.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
Let's check it out. Here we go. You got the gallon milk.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
But me and Toon are the bad guys.
Oh, brother.
Me and Toon are the bad guys. Me and Toon going to tell this guy to get in shape. We're going to tell him to get his shit together. Put down the big bag of food.
Big bag activity.
Stop going to the drive-thru.
It's Wendy's.
Stop eating everything at the barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
And me and Toon is the bad guy. Stop eating all these burgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
And this is what we're doing nowadays. And now he's going to get some clout. He's going to go viral. And he's going to start making the bag off of it. And that's just going to influence the next man to do that shit. What you got on that, Toon?
What month is... Mental Health Awareness Month? Because at this point, I'm thinking it's every month. This is disease ridden.
Nah, we need it, bro.
What are we doing? What is this, bro? What are we doing, man? And we wonder why these other races don't be fucking with us, because we put ourselves out there doing dumb shit like this. First of all, what are you doing? It's giving no diddy, number one. Number two, you wildly,
no diddy, you know?
Wildly out of shape. You know what I'm saying? You 50, 60, 70% body fat, clear. Man boobs, you're moving like a diddy. You pouring milk over yourself in the rain.
Man.
What are you trying to accomplish, my friend?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, bro. For some clout, bro.
Taking attention that bad, whereas though you're going to go pour milk on yourself.
Man, fat is the new cool, bro.
Fat is the new lame-ass, soft ninja shit.
Not real talk, bro. We got to keep applying the pressure until it's known. Like, nah, fat is not it. Fat became cool like 6 years ago, and now ninjas just taking it and running with it, bro. This shit is crazy.
This shit is like taking over this. It might be a trend where fat start taking over the fit shit. It's like two forces batting against one each other. Like,
well, it already has with fat trainers, and they making excuses for it. I mean, I'm telling you, bro, the fat shit is infiltrating fitness. This shit is getting crazy, bro.
Well, let it keep doing that, because, you know, guys like us is going to stick out like a sore.
I told they making it too easy for us, bro.
When we pull up to the pool party, you already know what time it is. You dig what I'm saying?
You know what time it is, bro. We making it way too easy for us, bro.
We're on vacation, and we shutting down any beach, any venue, any environment.
Come on, man.
Y'all know he came to ball. I'm with a hooper right here, C. Marty.
You dig what I'm saying?
He's a shooter. And he got
he got range too.
And he got handles. How you wanna play
it? Hey man, we killing y'all today, man. That's disgusting. Get that shit off the screen. My bad, bruh. You be all right, bruh. Clout is the new currency. That's a bar.
DeMarco.
Remy with the bars early. He ready to for a freak off. That's
No Diddy, you know.
He was there with Terrence Howard and P.
First
Diddy.
First of all, pause.
Yo, that's past crazy. Pause, man.
He looking like damn brown gravy. Well, there goes my appetite for dairy. Yeah, facts. He look like he can breastfeed. He definitely do. What up, Daniel Shannon? His father on suicide watch. that ninja don't have a father. He got two mothers.
Nope.
He got mother and mother.
Nope.
No brothers.
No brothers.
Nope.
No others.
Nope.
No wonder.
No wonder.
Nope.
He a big back lover.
Big back activity.
Oh, man.
What animal is he? We try and discover.
Big back activity.
All right, I'm done. Ninja need two citations, one for each titty.
Dom DeMarco.
Oh, man.
It's all off the top, man. All right, man. So y'all know my favorite sound, man.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Make sure y'all hit the like button. We got another girl reacting to the diet don't work the same. I told you, this clip is, now everybody's reacting to it. It ain't just me. They tried to cancel me for doing it 3 years ago and 2 years ago, but now everyone's reacting to it. So let's check it out, man. Where we at? Here we go.
Watch this and we're going to talk about it.
I hate when people talk about black women being obese. I hate it because it becomes a way to blame us for a set of conditions that we didn't create. We are living in the Trump era. And look, those policies.
She says we living in the what era? Hold on. She said what?
We are living in the Trump era. And
She said the Trump era. She talk.
Look at my African American over here.
I thought Trump liked black people, man.
Look at my African American over here.
How you get fat and Trump like black people?
Look at my African American over here.
Look, those policies kill our people. And what public health practitioners think is that our stress responses in the body change our metabolism. It's literally that.
A whole bunch of gibberish.
The racism that you're experiencing and the struggle to make ends meet actually means the diet don't work for you the same.
Y'all gonna hate me for this one. When are we gonna stop making excuses? Donald Trump.
Look at my African American over here.
Trump made you fat. The stress of making ends meet made you fat, baby. It looks like you spend a lot on food. You're not struggling to eat at all. Talking about Donald Trump, racism.
Look at my African American over here.
So they too fat? We gotta stop, bro. Like we have to put this to an end. We have to put this to an end. First, you can't talk about people, you're fat shaming, you're this and you're that. It's right. The conditions, my medical condition, the presidential condition, the financial condition. If you were struggling that much financially, you shouldn't be able to afford so much food. And if the diet don't work, you know what? Do work fasting. It's like they feel bad for how they look and they don't want nobody else to make them feel any worse than what they already do. But you're lying to yourself. You are absolutely lying to Donald Trump.
Look at my African American over here.
You cannot tell me you gained all that weight since Trump was in office. You fucking fooling me. Blaming and accountability. It has to stop.
Dom DeMarco.
They want to sit here and blame Trump like they wasn't on the way to Big Back Land before Trump got in office.
Big Back activity.
They was on their way to Big Back Land when Clinton was in office.
Big Back activity.
When George Bush was in office.
Big Back activity.
And when Obama was in office.
Nope.
Don't sit here and start coming up with any excuse because you didn't want to handle business. You didn't want to take care of business. Right? And we can't stop looking at metabolism. What are you doing to your metabolism when you eating these shitty food? You've been eating foods that have not been giving you energy. You've been eating foods that have been adding to your body fat. You've been eating a surplus of carbs and not using that energy in a physical way, whether that's walking, whether that's lifting weights, whatever that is. You want to sit here and come up with every fucking excuse. You're not doing the things to lose weight, but you sitting here talking about you can't lose no weight.
Dom DeMarco.
Make it make sense, Tone.
You know, I blame her, and at the same time, I blame her environment, right? Because a lot of the people who think in the capacity in which she thinks have grown up in an environment and have been cultivated to not, you know, been engaged in physical activities, haven't been introduced to exercise, haven't been introduced to sports, and things that you know, help you lose weight or help you live a healthier lifestyle, right? So time goes on, as we mature, and you, all you've been accustomed to is eating, you know, shitty foods or fast foods or living off of snacks and, you know, sodas, alcohol, so on and so forth, right? You know, that becomes a part of who you are. It gets ingrained in you, right? So so it gets to the point where you get to the point where you get stuck in your ways, and now you start to come up with any and every excuse and point fingers at everybody but yourself as to why you're not losing weight, why you can't live a certain life, why everybody else is the problem rather than taking accountability for yourself. And at this point, you know, there is no excuse. We have all the resources. We have all the information. It's just a matter of being resourceful and the lack thereof. And as a result, you get people talking that bullshit like that and advocating for it. And then other people who, you know, may have came up the same way, feeding into the bullshit, right? So it's just a never-ending trend of, you know, people not taking accountability for their actions and, you know, people not wanting to put the fucking work in and, you know, pointing the finger everywhere but themselves. You dig?
And you know what's crazy, bro? You know black women usually stick together. You know it's bad when you got black women out here cooking big back black women.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
I never thought I'd see the day, but you know it's bad when your own demographic is fed up with it, you know.
She talking about the Donald Trump era. So what was you doing before Donald Trump came into power?
She was probably bigger.
Look at my African American over here.
Probably wiser.
Listen, probably wider. Her big ass.
Look at my African American over here.
The diet don't work for you to say.
It don't.
The diet don't work for you to say.
The treadmill don't work for the same.
The diet don't work for you to say.
The Stairmaster don't work the same. And the damn the gym membership don't work the same.
The diet don't work for you to say.
She ain't get none of that. Just how crazy is that, bro?
Crazy, bro. You know, you're talking about stress responses. You name it, all this other BS. What about, you ain't never said, well, I never took the initiative to change my health, change my situation, change my mindset. Because it starts with a mindset. If your mindset is cooked, you cooked overall.
Yeah, she only stressed because she keep looking in that mirror. All she do is look in that mirror, and Dr. Umar talking about,
that's not slim thick, baby. That's all heavyweight.
All she do is look in that mirror. She's all she hears.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who gonna have big mama arms early.
That's all it is. So when you go look in that mirror, remember all that crispy food you ate?
Ooh, that's crispy!
And remember all that food you put in the oil before you ate it.
Put it in the oil!
Don't sit here and blame racism. Because let's keep it 100. Tune, they might cancel me for this. But let's keep it 100.
Let's keep it 1,000.
We live in a black, predominantly black area, predominantly black neighborhood.
For sure.
I'm sure a lot of these people online bitching, they do as well. How many days, 365 days, how many days do you experience blatant racism? To the point where it's frustrating you that you throw it throws you off your routine. I'll wait.
Rarely at all.
So she need to shut her big back ass up.
Big back activity.
That would, and if she, even if she was experiencing racism every day, that shit ain't making her pull up to the drive-thru.
It's Wendy's.
All right? That shit ain't making her pull up to this drive-thru neither.
It's Burger King.
So we got to cut out the bullshit, man, and call a spade a spade. Call me whatever the fuck you want. That's real talk. If you want to eat healthy, if you want to get smaller, if you want to get in shape, you're going to do what you need to do to make that shit happen. It's black women that's doing it. It's single moms that's doing it. It's wives that's doing it. It's women with a regular job and a business doing it. Whatever your excuse is, it's a black woman doing that shit. So we're going to cut out this bullshit.
The diet don't work for you to say.
And stop blaming white people.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. You got anything else on that, too?
Yeah, and to chime into what you're saying, for every person that's not doing it, You know, there's a counterpart on the other end of the spectrum that's doing it at a very high level with a lot more resistance in front of them.
Facts. You
know, whether it be they just lost their job, whether it be they got 2-3 kids to provide for, a house, a mortgage, they a wife or a husband, whatever the case may be, right? You know, I'm not trying to hear about all the fake obstacles that you put in front of your way as to why you can't change your situation, change your health, change your mindset. And more importantly, above all things, right, when everybody goes their separate ways, right, and everybody is in their quiet moments, and you take your fucking clothes off, and you take your clothes off, and you look in that mirror, you got to face the music. And there's one of two things that's going to happen, right? There's one of two thoughts that's going to be had that you're going to say to yourself. Damn, I look fucking good. Or damn, I hate the way I fucking look. You feel me? So you can make excuses, or, you know, you can shift your paradigm, change your habits, and do something differently to get a different result. But if you don't, you know what I'm saying? You're going to keep, you're going to keep living in pity and making excuses for why you can't.
And on that note, we're going to get in these comments because we killing y'all on this episode. You did. Hit the like button, man. You got to get the message out there. Tune, thank you for putting me on the Shilajit. The Shilajit. Hell yeah. Blaming Trump for being fat is a whole nother level of stupidity.
Look at my African-American over here.
Yeah, SF, we're not fucking with you today. Nothing I like more than a smart, level-headed woman. That's some real shit right there. Every time I see this clip, it pisses me off. Me too. Nothing but a bunch of excuses. Free my mind, not my ego. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Don't act like you wasn't hitting them big cheerleaders in college. Get out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
What's he? So you missed the troll the other day. Cooked his ass. That shit was crazy. Go check last. If you didn't see the troll last week, the other day, go check the last episode. The
troll in the comments.
He better not come back. What's even worse is how no one called her out on it. Too afraid to be labeled racist for calling out her dumb ass. Stupid is stupid. I ain't got no problem with that. Tune, tell us a story about you knocking a big girl, G. All right.
Strike three, you're out.
SF? Hey, look.
I don't think I ever knocked a big girl, but go ahead. Yeah.
He's trolling, bro. He does it every episode, right? He does it every episode, right? That's what I'm saying. You're lucky I know that you're trolling. Like, you're being funny. Because we would have got ninjas up out of here real quick. I can excuse ignorance because at some point we all were, but don't blame your ignorance on others. Absolutely. Black women not standing with her cause.
Because it's full of shit.
It is. When you don't call it out, the moment it's said, it makes it seem valid to stupid people. It's actually dangerous misinformation. Yep. I'm late to the party, but I'm here back in the building. Like the big backs. Yes, sir, that Spider Mo's in love with. That's crazy. Train of a child and the way they should go. Black people were brought up eating unhealthy foods and having the activity level of a sloth. Yep. I don't know where she lived, but I never experienced direct racism. You know what's crazy, bro? A lot of black people never experienced racism. And I'm a black person that has experienced racism. And I'm not all hypersensitive about that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I know people ain't really experienced that shit, bro. Because it, like, that's another topic. I'll talk about that on another day. But yeah. We'll talk. A lot of people haven't. Jay Sharp, shout out to Jay Sharp for the super chat. Appreciate you, big dog. Trump got nothing to do with you not knowing how to say no to a Big Mac.
Look at my African-American over here.
You see, Trump pointing out to African Americans.
Look at my African American over here.
He's showing love. That don't mean you got to order a cheeseburger.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
It's not what it means. I don't really direct racism. I think you forgot a word. I don't really experience direct racism on a consistent basis, and when I do, it just sticks in stones. I laugh it off. Exactly. Yeah, I knew it. Really experienced. Yeah, I was talking to somebody about that the other day. It was like, what if somebody called you the N-word? I'm like, I probably would just keep it moving, bro. What I'm going to do, catch a case? Because Ninja called me a ninja. Now I'm in jail.
You got more sense than that.
Try to go home and sleep in my bed, bro. Right. Hey, man, we killing y'all on this episode. Man. All right, man. These girls said they want a fit guy over a dad bod, but they hate when men go to the gym.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
They said a guy in the gym is a red flag, but they prefer a fit bod over a dad bod.
Nope.
Can we make that make sense?
I don't know. Maybe the women can explain it because there was women saying it. So, ladies, if you can explain this, let me know.
You want me to work out from home? The fuck?
Remote work?
Remote work? The fuck?
Let's check it out, man.
No hybrid?
Hobby makes a guy undateable.
Anyone who works out?
Dad bod or fit bod?
Fit bod.
What?
Hold on. Did you hear that, Brian?
What hobby makes a guy undateable?
Anyone who works out.
Dad.
So, and a guy who's undateable works out.
Bod or fit bod?
Fit bod.
What?
She wants the result of a guy who works out. Hold on, let's keep it going. Let me shut the fuck up.
Hobby makes a guy undateable?
Gym bros.
Dad bod or fit bod?
Fit, probably.
Hobby makes a guy undateable.
Oh, gym for sure. Going to the gym?
Yeah.
Gym for sure.
No.
Dad bods or fit bods?
Fit bods.
That's fair. What hobby makes a guy undateable?
I think a gym bro.
Dad bod or fit bod?
Probably a fit bod.
And what hobby makes a guy undateable?
Definitely gym bros.
Why is that?
Because they use steroids.
Have you ever talked to one?
Because they use steroids. Come on, man.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Just fucking uninformed and saying anything.
Real.
Probably makes a guy undateable.
The gym.
Question for you. Dad bod or fit bod?
Solid in between?
Yes, that's what I was going
to
say.
Can I between. Say in between?
No. They're like, this is a yes or no question. And you're like, third option.
They don't have to have a six pack, but like I feel like.
You like the shoulders?
But not
like
a beer belly.
Yeah, like the
not
shoulders.
Not the beer
the
belly
arms.
Though. That's disgusting.
Not the beer belly.
Not the beer belly. Not,
you don't have to have a six pack to be hot.
Yeah.
Like I truly good. Believe in that.
That's really good.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
What are we doing here, man? What, ladies, what the fuck is going on? This is why. And it's, we got a lot of weak men out here, and this is why men are so fucking fat and low testosterone and Diddy nowadays.
No Diddy, you know,
because these weak ass men listen to this shit. Y'all really think it's toxic to go to the gym? Y'all think it's something wrong? Y'all think every dude with muscles is on steroids and dudes ain't been putting in work? What the fuck is this? And ladies, I need y'all. To make y'all mind up. All right. If you want a fit guy, he's going to be in the gym consistently. If you want a dad bod, you don't want the toxic masculinity, he's not going to be in the gym. Ain't no in between. Pick your side, you know? And some girls might actually prefer that. That's cool. But we got to stop demonizing the gym. There is a reason these obesity rates are skyrocketing. It's literally a bad thing to do. What's most scientifically studied, the best for your physical health and mental health. That's why we're in a mental health crisis too, along with the obesity crisis. This shit is cooked out here, man. Everybody is fat and mind is all over the fucking place.
Nope.
Can't deal with no adversity.
Nope.
Walking around bitching.
Nope.
Don't know your pronouns.
Nope.
Playing in the wrong gender sport.
Nope.
Oops, my bad. This is a fitness podcast. All this shit is tied together. And you think I'm crazy? Go look up the effects of consistently working out, bro. People are better mentally. They're better mentally, dog. And I don't even want to get political, but all this shit is together, man. Go ahead, Tony, if you got anything on that, man.
No, you're speaking all facts, brother, all bars. This clip, even though their opinions, you know, I feel like the information is misinformed, right? Even though this, you know, the questions are opinionated, right? Or the answers are opinionated. And I say that to say because look who you have asking the questions, right? You got an skinny Asian ninja who probably never even sniffed the gym. Then he's asking one demographic for the most part. They look like they've never touched any weight, built any muscle, you feel me? Or ate one thing a meal prep their entire life, right? So obviously their opinions is going to be invalid to a person, you know, to people like us who live in the gym culture. Right. You know what I'm saying? Who embody certain characteristics, right? Because it doesn't even make sense. And he sounds like he was putting them in a trick bag and they all fell for it. You know, man. What was he like? He was like, okay, well, what's the biggest, you know, dating turnoff? Gym bros. They all said the same thing, but then you want a fit guy, make it make sense. How is he supposed to be? How you want a fit body if you don't want the dude to go to the gym?
Yeah, bro.
And they so retarded, they didn't even know they're getting put in a trick bag. But it just sounds stupid.
It's crazy, bro.
Very contradicting. You dig what I'm saying?
Very contradicting. And what they don't realize is you want a fit body, but that's literally a byproduct of consistently going to the gym. Right? That's what comes with it, you know? And a lot of women, as for the fellas here, and this is actually on the same side for it's on the side of women dating men as well. But we talking about
as well too. Go ahead.
We talking. Yeah. I got you. We talking to the fellas here. Sure. A lot of women don't want a gym guy because you're going to hold them to a higher standard. You're going to have certain boundaries, bro. Niggas come home from the gym and you at home eating fucking ramen noodles. The dude that's in the gym is going to be like, babe, what are you doing? Right, you having wine night every damn night with the girls?
Nope,
with your big back girlfriends.
Belly, belly,
making big back ass decisions.
Belly, belly,
having a big back Sundays every Sunday. The gym dude is going to hold you accountable and be like, babe, you need to get it together. But a lot of women don't want that shit, so they act like the gym is a bad place when really it's just leveling you up, right? And that's why the same for women. A lot of women. I had a female client the other day. I'm not going to say her name or what race.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
She said she was rapping to a dude and he was drinking a beer at 4 p.m. on like a Tuesday. Right. It's the same for the women. A lot of dudes don't want a gym girl because they can't step their shit up. And that's just what it is, and that's just what you're going to have to deal with when you're in the gym. And a lot of times, you might discover the gym after you're in a relationship or after your marriage. And that shit ruins the relationship. I'm sorry. It is what it is, bro. That's the truth.
That's a harsh reality. And you hit
the nail. It is.
You hit the nail right on the head. A lot of women don't want a gym bro or a guy that frequently goes to the gym because they realize that He more than likely is going to be interested in a higher level of woman, a higher quality female.
You right? feel me?
That they don't fit that description, they don't fit that mold, and that's threatening to them, right? So obviously they're going to be turned off by that guy because they know that that guy's not looking anywhere in their direction because they don't embody those same characteristics or that same lifestyle that he does day to day, right? And that's intimidating to them, right? Therefore, it's a turn off instantly, right? You at home, you drink, like you said, you drinking wine, 2-3 glasses of wine every night, you eating your smart food popcorn. A real dude that's in the gym, he's gonna be like, yo, what the fuck is you doing?
Facts.
What you eating? Like, you ain't work out not one time this week. What make it make sense? And then,
no, facts.
And then, The speed at which he'll lose attraction for you is going to be so rapid that the relationship is going to dissolve before it even manifests. You dig what I'm saying? And it goes vice versa. It goes both ways. You know, a lot of guys don't want a woman that's in the gym. Oh, you look good how you are. You girl, you fit. You need to
shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Fuck up. You know what I'm saying? And they saying that because they know that there's men in the gym that's on their shit, that's just as fit, and they know they can't compete. Therefore, they're going to try to pull you down with all this bullshit, saying you look good, you don't need to change, you look good, thick, when you know you got a whole bunch of body fat on you, you need to move. But, you know, men don't want competition either. And it's crazy because you're the one that's supposed to be leveling the woman up, but you don't want competition with the woman because her physique has, you know, has far surpassed yours. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, step your shit up.
Step your shit up, ninja.
And a lot of women don't want a man. They want a bitch.
Shut up, bitch.
A lot of women don't want a man. They want a bitch.
Shut up, bitch.
That's the Chris Jericho
shit. And listen, fellas, when y'all hear women telling you to keep your ass out the gym, you need to get her up out of there. Get her contact out your phone. Unfollow her. And do what you need to do. Because that's not the woman for you. All right? And one more time, she's not looking for a man. She's looking for a bitch.
Shut up, bitch.
And then guess what? I got another one. She going to tell you she like the dad bod. She going to tell you it's cool. You're squishy. You're squirmy.
You're warm.
It's wintertime. When she's at the gym, she's coming to interrupt me and Tune's conversation.
Got him.
And then when the relationship doesn't work, and you get on the gram and you see her new dude is a fit dude.
Got him.
You just got played, fellas. Don't listen to it, and we killing y'all on this Good Friday.
You just mad because you suckers just got served.
Yeah, listen. Don't get finessed, bro. These women will finesse you out here, bro. Me and Tune trying to save y'all from getting finessed. All right? They are finessing y'all. Well, I'm telling y'all.
Well, and I know this is a
fitness, go ahead, bro.
I know this is a fitness podcast, but piggybacking on what you just mentioned, women going to tell you everything that sounds good, right? Women don't like competition, right? So she going to tell you, oh, you know, the dad body looks good. Baby, you good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't need to exercise. You fine just the way you are. They're gonna tell you that because they don't want you to level yourself up. They don't want, you know, the thought or the idea of another woman coming into the picture and potentially taking their spot. So they're going to tell you all that bullshit, right? But women are attracted to men that other women want. Mm. You see what I'm saying? Women are attracted to men that other women are attracted to. So when they see guys like us, fit, in shape, discipline, you know, men of character and habits, you know, instantly they're gonna be naturally attracted to that. You know what I'm saying? So she'll tell you everything that she wants you to hear just to keep the heat off her back. But when she's not with you and she sees something that's appealing to the eye,
man,
slowly but surely she's gonna start to peel back. You feel me?
Real talk.
Fellas, get your shit together.
Get your shit together, man. We killing y'all on this.
I hope y'all taking some notes, man.
We giving good game today, man.
Sauce right here, man.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't even take these women's comments seriously, especially since they look college age. That's true, but it's grown women that do it too. They are, I give you that. That's, you know, they are college age, but it's grown women who think like this too. No explanation. This is definitely a university. Y'all had a garbage college girl swag. He being resentful because a fit ninja hit him and dipped.
Dom DeMarco.
Oh, all right. That's what I... Stop the cap, said it, not me. They giving the whites an L today. Oh, yeah. The white girls got an L today.
How dare you?
Yeah, take that L, white girls.
Where's Jenny when you need her?
Yeah, where's Jenny when you need her? Another bullshit thing men can't do according to these type of women. Crazy. Look at her skinny arms, skinny ass arms. If that ninja sneezes, she's going to blow away. Working out for men boosts testosterone, especially after doing legs. Exactly.
Dom DeMarco.
dad bod, aka ninjas, who least likely to be desired by other women, so I can slack on my fitness and appearance and talk to personal trainers.
Big back.
Oops. I wasn't supposed to say that one. Testosterone reduces fear and timidity. How do you? I didn't even know that was a word. Timidity won't get you in if you don't work for it. I didn't know that was a word.
Or is it timidity? I don't know.
They cheek shaped like some English 101 books. Hey, yo.
How dare you?
What up, Tampa, Nigeria, queen? Their cheeks flatter than earth believers using an iron board. Iron board Becky.
How dare you?
Iron board Brenda.
Iron board Bianca.
Iron board Brittany.
Brittany, your ass is flat. That ass.
Brittany, how dare you?
How dare you?
My lady got to be fit exactly AM1. The gym guy is going to make those women work out and unbig they back. The slapping gets me every time. Yeah, get them white girls out of here. Got him.
Got him. Got him.
Tampa, Nigerian queen, because men easy. Where does this even fit in anything we was talking about, Toon? Am I missing something, Toon?
Tampa be trolling. She's a troll.
She's literally trolling.
We you like know? Tampa. You trolling, though. Facts.
You're trolling. Yeah, get that comment out of here, Tampa. All right. I was fit before 40, and dude played me saying I was good as is and that I worked out too much. I gained 40 pounds, and he cheated on me with a BBW who knew about me. You know, we all make mistakes. It's okay. You know, black people.
You know, black people. No.
You know, my African American friends.
Look at my African American over here.
Marty was slam dunking in them Samsung butt college joints, and now they bitter. We having a rest for the day. Becky, college Becky allegations. You're out of here, bro. college Becky allegations are absolutely not tolerated on here.
Strike three, you're out.
And I don't have a problem with any race, but you're not about to sit here and try to assume what my old work was. This is a fitness podcast, brother. All right. Anyway, he wanted more cushion for the pushing. All right, man. All right. We got a tune. Listen, man. Hey, listen, guys. I appreciate the guys getting online and giving out fitness game to the fellas, right? We need it. One, if you're going to give fitness game to the fellas, you need to look like a fit ninja. If you're going to give fitness game to the fellas while doing pull-ups, you need to be doing full rep pull-ups. You agree with that, Tune?
Facts, 100%. All right.
If you're going to be giving that game, you better look like you know what you're talking about. Let's check it out, man, because we had somebody get mad at Spider-Mo today. So let's see who got mad at Spider-Mo, Toon.
There's going to be a lot of broke, unattractive, miserable men in these comments hating.
Does this look like a fit guy, Toon?
No, fuck no.
Nope.
All right, let's keep it going.
I am 245 pounds. I will crush you physically. Most of you can't get...
What are you talking about, bro?
Nope.
245. First of all, if you 245, it's got to be built a certain way.
For sure. And you got to be a certain height.
And I'm sure he's under 6 feet.
Nope.
6 feet.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
Nope.
Get up here and do 5 pull-ups. This is 50.
Tune, rate these pull-ups for me. Calisthenics, man.
15 on a light day. If your bank account is not right, if you're not attractive, if you don't got your dream girl or your dream life, stay out of these comments. But if you're here for positivity, if you love people that's in the gym getting their body right, all comments welcome. I'm gone.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Kind of pull-ups was those? The fuck?
Boy, ain't no way, boy. Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Ain't no way you got on this damn internet, on Al Gore's internet, telling men what they need to do, and you can't even do one full pull-up. He didn't do one full pull-up.
He did one full joint.
Hold on, let's pull that back up.
Chin didn't get over the bar at all.
Look at these pull-ups. My man hump in the air.
Nope.
No Diddy, you know?
And who puts the towel in front of their piece like that? Pause.
No Diddy, you know?
Is that how you wear a towel in the gym?
The fuck is he, a quarterback at 7-on-7?
No Diddy, you know?
No leg definition.
No Diddy, you know?
And I think he had man boobs. Hold up. Are those man boobs too?
And you got them skinny ass arms leading to that fat bicep.
Come on, man. He built like a refrigerator. Giving men advice on how to not be built like a refrigerator.
Make it make
sense. He built like a refrigerator and need to stay out the refrigerator.
He built like a refrigerator and just got a new refrigerator.
It's getting crazy out here, man.
He's allowed any. Go ahead.
Nah, this shit is crazy, bro. I mean, you can't get online and just give fitness advice, bro. Like,
you can, man.
You feel me? And this dude, he gives a lot of relationship content and all that shit. That's fine, man. Do your thing, but stay in your lane, bro. You know what I mean? But at the same time, you got to realize people doing shit for likes and doing shit for engagement. But this right here is ridiculous. Look at this shit. Look at these pull-ups. Yeah, man, if I do some pull-ups like that, y'all tell me, man. I need to delete that video off the internet.
Nope.
Okay, bullshit.
Yeah, this is some straight bullshit, man. Let's see what he's talking about.
Most of you can't get up here and do 5 pull-ups. This is 15.
Nigga, you can't do 5 pull-ups.
Nope.
On a light day. If your bank account is not right.
He doing hump-ups, stroke-ups, pause. No Diddy.
No Diddy, you know.
If you're not attractive, if you don't got your dream girl or your dream life, stay out of these comments. But if you're here for...
I know you ain't got your dream girl doing them pull-ups. Ain't no way. Ain't no way, boy.
Positivity. If you love people that's in the gym getting their body right, all comments welcome. I'm gone.
Yeah, man, we're cooked, man. That ain't it.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
That ain't it, bro.
You know the level of difficulty, even for somebody like ourselves that do shit like this on the regular, the level of difficulty of doing 15 pull-ups straight.
Dog, if you do 15 real pull-ups, you're going to be huffing and puffing after the pull-ups, bro. Like, it's only certain dudes that could do 15 pull-ups easy and just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's tough for anybody.
Or not be somewhat tired after rep 10.
Yeah.
Come on now.
That shit is crazy, bro.
I'm 6'4".
Those were fuck-ups.
Down the Marco.
Fuck ups is crazy. 15 reps or nothing. Oh, hold up. I'm gonna pull up the joint where he you know, him and Spider-Man went at it in the comments.
Who?
That nigga and Spider-Man went at it in the comments on that video. I'm about to pull it up. I smile on the inside when they go around trying to sell coaching sessions, but they accidentally on purpose skip over me. Those are elbow bends, not pull-ups. Facts. Dude was probably locked up. That's why he doing pull-ups like that. I mean, does that locked up mean you got pull-ups like that? I hope he wasn't doing pull-ups like that in jail. They going to be pause on his ass, pause.
No Diddy.
Yo, CrossFit got better pull-ups. That angle so awkward. 20 half reps equals 1 full rep. See Marty Hayden. Oh, Big Chicken, welcome back to the show. Oh, my bad. Welcome back to the show. That angle so awkward, it looks staged. CrossFit pull-ups.
CrossFit, they actually do pull-ups for real.
Yeah, they are. They are awkward, but they better than that for sure. That's them fresh and fit workouts.
Marco.
them ninjas. Oh, man. Maybe he should do a lat pull down. Facts. He not even pulling himself all the way up. I would embarrass Slim in the gym. He definitely would. Destiny Jones, biggest fitness haters. Destiny Jones, who the biggest fitness? You talking about with him? Who are you talking about? Us? Because Destiny Jones. Destiny Jones. I hope you talk about him and you're not talking about us.
Haters is plural, so I don't want the assumption.
I want to know who Destiny Jones is referring to. If you're going to come in here and you're going to do that, we tell people this all the time. Be specific with your comments so we can address it accordingly. Anyway. Because listen, we don't have no problem with addressing trolls up in here. You feel me? Trolls got the role. We do it again. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And the trolls got to go. All right. Money can't unlame a lame or unwrap them half wraps. Facts. All right. Where does post that? He was cooking Spider-Mo in the comments. Let me pull it up. Where's Spider-Mo comment at? So you see Spider-Mo said... 15 half reps and telling the truth is not hating. Let's see. If you call Orange, why is he out of order? Did the dude delete his comments? Oh, no. He said, here you go. He says, always a struggling man of color with something to say. You're training to be an American Ninja Warrior. I'm not even going to say more. Stay safe, brother. What does that mean? What is that supposed to mean? Definitely not struggling. If I was, my money has nothing to do with your reps. Don't deflect. You invited that energy. I still fuck with your content. Be blessed. And that was it. And now they all on Spider-Mo. They said Spider-Mo, Ninja Warrior hate. Damn, bro. You called it. They said Spider-Mo hating on them pull-ups.
Yeah, you got his community attacking, clapping back.
Yeah, man. Hey, it is what it is. If Spider-Mo know what's up. I told you, we got your back, Spider-Mo. I wish I'd seen that earlier. 15 hold-ups, 15 fuck-ups, 15 bend-ups, see Marty in 5. Hey, Destiny Jones, we waiting for you. Where you at? Because you still ain't seen nothing. Yeah.
Strike 3, you're out.
Mark Wahlberg was another dude that couldn't do pull-ups. And Ellen, whatever her name was, called him out on it. Oh, wow. Yeah, Ninja Warrior is super, super fit. All right, man, let's keep it going, bro. Destiny Jones, y'all. Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, Destiny, before you come in here and say that, why don't you pull up a picture?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Let's go ahead and just drop a default.
Because, listen, ain't no fit baddies telling us we fitness haters. Ain't no fit baddies with bomb bodies telling us we fitness haters. So I know you're back wider than all outside.
Big back activity.
Outback Steakhouse back having ass. Whole rack of ribs back having ass. Shake Shack back having ass. You better go ahead with that. Back so big, when you pull up to McDonald's, they call it McDonald's. Back so big, you pull up to Chick-fil-A, they call it Back Filet. You don't go to Burger King, you go to Burger Back.
Back to the future back ass.
This back not big no more. So what's the IG? Drop the IG.
No more.
Drop baby. The IG. No more. So it was big.
It was big. It's probably still big.
It's probably still big, and you watching the show, so clearly we putting out some type of value.
Loose skin back ass.
Yeah, loose skin, probably loose belly too.
Belly?
What you use, Ozempic? Because I know you ain't use working out. Coming on here, talking that bullshit. What's wrong with you, Destiny?
Wiggle V?
You don't look like Destiny's child. Your destiny is being a big back.
Big back activity.
Oh, you yawning, huh? You yawning, huh? You over there sick as hell, man. These ninjas cooking me, man. I hate them ninjas. I hate C. Marty.
Nope.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Listen, you come in here like that. Don't come in here with that energy talking shit and think we ain't gonna cook you. We still don't have no IG. Drop your IG. And I shut up. Huh?
And drop a default.
Yeah, drop a default picture, man. It'd be always y'all always in here talking shit with no profile picture. You know what I'm saying?
And we don't want to see the side arm joint like this. We don't want to see that.
Yeah, we don't exactly. Don't drop no picture high in the belly. Turn to the side. You feel me? You only neck up on every picture on your junk. Drop the IG. You feel me? Fat neck ass.
Drop the handle. Huh? Make your page.
Yeah. But if you ain't dropping handles, don't come in here talking shit. This ain't the show for that. Go do that shit on the mother shows. You know what I'm saying? Where they don't believe in fat shaming. I'm gonna shame the hell out your big back ass.
Big back activity.
Shane, you know they call me Shane McMahon.
Shame.
You know they call me Shame Lillard. Destiny got red glasses. Destiny probably looks dusty and big as fuck. Is Destiny in Alabama State University? Yeah, she got a master's from Alabama State University. Anyway, let's keep this podcast going, man. I'm gonna be killing y'all on this episode. What we got? Butterfinger ice cream from y'all favorite content creator. Let's check it out.
Well, summertime is almost here, and I'm back again.
No Diddy, you know. First of all,
that's past pause.
To help your spinal cord, okay?
What the?
No Diddy, you know.
So I was in the store today, and I seen that they got Butterfinger, and it said new. So I ain't had these, so I'm gonna grab one. What the package look like, made with real ice cream. Well, I hope it wouldn't be fake ice cream. No, this what it look like, a real Butterfinger.
Hey, yo.
No Diddy, you know.
Body first, hurry up.
Hey, yo. Bro, this the new age black men, dog. We don't act like him so we toxic, bro. Hey, yo.
That's crispy. Down on my love. Back against the wind. Trying to make it. Hey, boo. You can call me too. Can I hear?
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Ooh, that's crispy!
Yeah, we're cooked, man. We're cooked.
Boy, we're swinging that joint around like this.
Yo, swinging the Butterfinger like that and then taking a bite is crazy, bruh.
With your background.
but we fitness haters.
Big back activity.
We fitness haters. We hating on ninjas eating Butterfinger ice cream. The lip smacking is a pause moment in itself. Yeah, that was
no
crazy.
Diddy, you know.
Yeah, that's crispy, dude.
Ooh, that's crispy.
Oh my bad, I didn't mean to press that. Hey man, we killing y'all, bro. We got one more video. We gonna get up out of here, man. Ladies, just because your butt big don't mean that your ass don't need to work out.
Facts.
Let's check it out, man. And then we gonna get up out of here, man. It's been a hell of an episode.
Listen, I don't want to kick it with women who are like, oh, I want to lose weight, but I don't want to lose my butt. Okay, so do you want to be big or not? Like, y'all so focused on having the biggest booty that you're willing to have love handles, back fat.
Ignorant as fuck.
Arm fat, double chin.
Big ass arms. Arms, triceps bigger than the strongest dude in the gym.
Because you want a big butt. That is not cute. That's overweight. And I feel like as black women, we glorify that. Like, oh, I want to get in shape, but I don't want to lose my butt. Trust me, you will look so much better with a toned body. Body, you can keep your butt. You can actually build your butt to be bigger than what it is and more shapely if you actually took your time to work out and eat the right foods. But you're so brainwashed in society to think that you have to have a big booty to really look good. And I hate that. Like, y'all, please get your mind out of the gutter.
All facts, man. Ladies, y'all can't be so focused on your butt that you're neglecting your health. You're neglecting your longevity. You're neglecting your future, right? Who cares about your butt size, right? Okay, your butt's smaller, but you're healthier. Okay, your butt's smaller, but you look better. It's more shapely. You have muscle. Your metabolism's better. Who cares? You can't just focus on fat ass because some dusty ninjas in your DM gassing you up. Mm-hmm. Terrible mindset, ladies. We talk about it all the time. Listen, take care of yourselves. What you got on that tone?
At the end of the day, majority of women, they need to start working out. And they've been taking over the gym culture.
For sure.
But understand that your body will look a lot better aesthetically if you put it under some tension, some pressure. You know what I'm saying? Get underneath that barbell, start strength training 4 to 5 times a week. Lose all that body fat that's covering up and that's masking your real physique, right? And you'll come to realize that, you know, what you've been missing and what's been hiding underneath all that fat and all that BS that a lot of these bum ass ninjas out here saying, oh, you look good, you know, then you're gonna lose your ass or your fat big back friends is encouraging to, you know, stay the same. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
You'll come to realize that, you know, that's the body that you'll truly appreciate and that you'll truly, you know, want to keep and to continue to work on and build mold and scope, right? And it's not what you have right now. But you won't understand that. You won't realize that until, you know, you get in the gym and start changing some of the habits that you may have right now and take on a whole new life and a whole new focus as far as, you know, how you approach your physical appearance and your well-being. So, you know, people just need to experience the gym, man. So many people that have we see them all the time, bro. We've trained women. We see women all the time that, you know, they might just need that little push over the hump, or they might just need to put in that much work. They already got the genetics physically, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They were gifted with a nice body, nice build, nice physique, nice shape. They got a nice shapely figure, but they just need to carve it up. They need to chisel it up. They need to work at it, right?
And
you understand, we've taken women from regular, degular, or nice, somewhat decent physiques and take them to bomb, you know, bomb.com. Now your shit fire. Now you got ninjas in your DM how they supposed to, because you work for, you know, what they really want to see. Not that BS what they thought they wanted to see, but, you know, what you really had to offer underneath all the, you know, the smoke and mirrors, right? So a lot of people need to experience the gym. A lot of people need to experience the body that they're meant to have, right? And stop being so complacent with what people think or people are fooling you into believing, you know, looks good on you when in all actuality, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg.
All bars, man. Let's get these comments, man. We're going to get up out of here, man. This generation of ninjas too zesty. He needs to hit the gym and get his testosterone up. Talk about the last dude. Why is he shaking the Butterfinger bar in front of the camera while enjoying his treat? Crazy. Oh, okay, Destiny Jones added a picture. Yeah, shout out Destiny. Yeah, Destiny, let us know. Let us know you valid out here, but still, don't come in the comments hating. Talking about we hating. And we out here putting out game for men and women. Bigger the ass, the harder to clean. It's crazy. Tony, you wasn't even looking. Destiny added a picture, bro.
Okay. Now drop that at, though.
It don't mean that back ain't big.
Big back activity.
Don't mean that back ain't wider than all outsiders.
Big back activity.
Look good so far.
Yeah, I got to build the 3 butt muscles. Yep. Dusty black dudes that can't get a woman in real life are sliding into sloppy built BBW's DMs. Facts. Men hit anything. Don't be skipping the gym to stay thick. Right, got my nerves, bro. Dusty black dudes will hit everything. Facts. Look how they gassed up Ice Spice, but remembered her music sucked when she lost weight. He ain't got a type. BBW's Jenny's flat screen, but it don't matter. He going to crack. You're crazy, bro.
Break free, you're out.
It's funny as shit.
Man, most black women folk are naturally shaped like what all women want, but they hide in fatness. Yep. Tuna philosopher. All facts, man. Another fire episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, man. Go ahead and follow my social media, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page, Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. Tune, you got any closing thoughts, bro?
Best fitness podcast out. Hands down, best bars, most entertaining, funniest, dopest, illest, trillest, realest, most haters. The whole nine yards, man. Tap in with me.
Sweat. They said we the haters, though. That's what Destiny said.
We're going to keep hating on y'all big back.
Dom DeMarco.
You will get fat shaved in here, for sure.
Yeah, we're going to play that shit, bro.
Follow me on Sweat for the Check on IG. I'm on YouTube at One Word Sweat Check, man. And we appreciate y'all each and every Friday, Sunday, Wednesday. Every day Absolutely. That y'all tap in, you know, we appreciate the support. Hit the like button if you haven't already. Tell a friend, tell your mom, tell yourself, you know. If you ain't trying to self-improve, don't watch the podcast. If you're back wider than all outsider, don't watch the podcast.
All facts.
If you're trolling here, talking that bullshit, you ain't got no default, then we force you to get a default, don't watch the podcast.
Hey, we the source. We forced her ass to put a picture up, man.
She proved herself worthy.
Yeah, she like, they're not going to call me ugly. I'm not ugly. Yeah. Hey, all right. Still ain't no full body pick, though. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, man. But listen, man. Hey, appreciate y'all watching. You know the motto, if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. Tune where the Don Julio at on the podcast. Only big girls going to get offended. Hit dogs always holler. If you do them truth hurt pull-ups, don't watch the podcast. If you a man eating Butterfingers, don't eat that look like a piece, don't watch the podcast. If you can't cook a Big Mac, don't watch the podcast. And if you a Big Mac on here talking ish, talking about we haters, don't watch the podcast. If you like to shake frozen ice cream bars on camera for pleasure, don't watch the podcast. Hey, yo, not a full body pick, hell, probably not even her real pick. Another conversation for another day.
Don't watch the podcast.
Probably don't know her pronouns. Anyway, my bad. Hit Spider-Mo 2, hit big backs, wide backs, and rolls on backs. Spider-Mo cracks in 5. We back here Sunday, 8 p.m., man. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Hit the like button. Share with a friend. Keep sending me videos you want me to react to. Catch y'all on Sunday. We out of here.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.